It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Friday night! Hawk. Tua!
Boomer Geo, Coney Alive, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday. Baseball starting up. I don't want to make any bets because everybody makes bets, but I do want to make some predictions here, and we're going to keep an eye on them as the rest of the season goes and see if we are aligned in this. Fleegs is not going to be around once these things come to be in the overnights, and he's going to want to go home, so I'm not going to have him make these predictions. We won't write his down, but Eddie will be here. And then when Jerry comes in, we'll also get his predictions on these things. So, all right, first thing, from now, as we start the unofficial second half of the season till the end of the regular season, these are the things I want to know from you. All right, first off, do the Yankees win the division?
Yes.
Ooh.
I'm actually with you on that.
Okay.
All right. So, Yanks division. Eddie?
No.
No.
Okay. Of course not. Eddie's biased.
Yes. Eddie, no. Okay. Do the Mets make the playoffs?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. All right. So, yes. No.
Now, part of this is a little selfish on my part. I mean, you know, I want them to get in.
Well, so do I.
Yeah, right. I want them to get in.
Of course I want them to get in.
Part of my thought process is, like I said, it's a little selfish on my part because
what do you think? That's all I'm asking.
Yes and yes.
All right. They're going to make the playoffs. That's what you think. They're going to make the playoffs. Okay. So this one we're all going to say no to then, I'm assuming. Is Pete Alonso... Does Pete Alonso get traded at the trade deadline?
No.
Everybody's
going
to say no to that.
No.
Okay. All right. Everybody says no to that. Does Giancarlo Stanton come back and play well at any point in this season? Does he come back?
You're thinking he's definitely coming back, but you're thinking that there's a potential where he just does nothing.
Or he gets hurt again.
Oh.
Will Giancarlo be a net positive or a net negative the rest of the season?
What is he up to this point in your eyes?
He was a total positive while he was playing.
Right, but he's not playing. He's not playing right now. He's the net negative right now?
Mm. No, because I think when he comes back, he has got the potential to be positive. I'm going to say that he comes back and he is a positive for this team. Like, he's going to come back and he's going to start hitting again.
I would have to feel that way simply because I do believe that they're going to win the division. So I think any question that you ask me about the Yankees, with the exception of their starting pitching, is going to be an affirmative for me.
Okay. I'm assuming that Eddie, you're going to say he's going to come back and stink.
Stanton, you can sit on my face.
Okay, that's his answer right there through a drop. All right, very good. Okay, so you got the Mets making the playoffs. You got the Yankees winning the division. Will either of these teams make it to the LCS?
Yankees.
The Yankees are making it to the ALCS.
Yes.
I'm going to say that neither one make it to the...
Because I see the teams that, like, essentially are in front of, like, the Guardians. I think they're better than the Guardians.
Okay.
I don't know why I feel that way, but I just feel like they are better than the Guardians. So, and the Guardians are a really good team right now. And they're right there with the Orioles. I mean, you know, the team that is really interesting to me is the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, they've been playing very well. They're, what, kinda 11 like games over 500?
I mean, you know, a little bit better than the Mets, but, you know, nobody expected them to be where they are right now.
More than a little bit better. We're talking about 11 games over 500 as opposed to three.
I don't think anybody expected them to be that far over 500 at this point.
And do you think the Yankees are going to even make the playoffs?
Oh, my God. Yeah, they would have to be. That would be a catastrophic, delicious, but catastrophic and almost impossible collapse.
All right. So, do you think that they will be in the ALCS?
I do not. I'm with you. Neither.
All right. Neither in the ALCS. All right. So those are the ones we'll go back and we will check out.
See, again, an optimistic outlook by me for both teams.
Again. Optimistic. Yeah, you're so optimistic all the time. Okay, Eddie. So if the Yankees don't win the division and they don't make it to the ALCS, because that's a big deal, will they fire Aaron Boone at the end of the season?
I'm going to say yeah.
Wow. Man, oh man.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say they don't make it to the ALCS and they still don't fire him. Right. That's been their trend. That's what they do.
How many years does this make for him?
So it was 2018? Is it after the 2017 season?
It's six years.
His seventh season.
It's too early. 10 years. Yes. 7 years now.
He's a decade?
Yeah.
Full-blown decade?
I mean, that's what they did to Girardi. He was there for a decade, right? And they got rid of him.
Was it a full decade?
I believe it was. What about Joe Torre?
Yeah, his first season was 08, the year they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
What about Joe Torre?
96 through 07.
Yeah.
So he was over a decade.
There you go. Yeah.
It's right around the same time frame.
Yeah.
And I'll say Cashman will be out, too.
Whoa!
Brian Cashman has not earned the right to rebuild this team the way this team needs to be rebuilt.
At least he's very clear about what he says.
Yeah.
Like, he enunciates better than anybody I know.
Yeah, I agree. That's why we're playing all those drops today. I miss him.
Yeah. Sometimes we don't enunciate as well as he does.
Oh, yeah. Needs to be rebuilt. Ba-boom.
I mean, he touches on every single syllable.
Yeah. All right, am I missing anything here? Alonzo's going to stay. You say the Mets are going to make the playoffs. I say they don't make the playoffs. Eddie says Yankees are a wild card team. I say they win the division. You say they win the division.
I think the next question should be, what are each team... I think we know what each team is trying to add. Is there any, like, surprise add by any of these teams? Like, Jazz Chisholm an ad for the Yankees?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think you're going to get...
You don't think they're going to go all in? They got Juan Soto here. You got to go all in. Now is the time, especially if they're really looking at this, you know, looking out into the future and saying to themselves, there's no way we're going to pay Juan Soto $500 million. We're not paying him more than Aaron Judge.
I kind of feel like Jazz Chisholm's a bit overrated.
Chisholm scores!
Yeah. Chisholm scores. And that's what you'd love to hear if he was a Yankee or a Met. But no, I just feel like he's a little bit overrated. And also, you hear some things about not the greatest clubhouse guy.
Yeah, well, the clubhouse takes care of itself, hopefully. And hopefully you got good quality people in the clubhouse.
Hey-o!
Like, everybody on both teams really likes each other. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah. Dude, that climax just hits you right in the face.
Chisholm scores.
Oh, God. Look, there's always so many super douchebags out there, so.
No, super toolbag.
Oh, super toolbag, okay.
Super toolbag. I got to give Eddie and Fleeks credit. I would have never. So, like, Fleeks gave me a couple guesses, and I said no. And Eddie didn't even ask, like, who it was. I thought you guys would want to know who called Pat Boyle a super toolbag. And neither one of you were, like, running in here to ask.
Well, I don't consider him a toolbag. I like the guy.
No, I know.
Ooh, but we all like him.
That has nothing to do with, I mean, I thought you'd still be curious on who called him a super toolbag. That's all.
I'm just going to say it's a penis envy spot.
Wow.
I don't think it's that. I think that, you know, if you've been around here, how long has Pat Boyle been around here?
Four or five.
I feel like he was pre-COVID.
Yeah, that's right, because it was at the Christmas party after the incident with you
right,
and the
right.
thing
right.
that he was kind of on his way back.
All right, so he's been here for a while. So the super tool bag stuff, you know, did we see that like when he first got
yes,
here?
100%. Yeah.
That's when we played all the stuff, Boyle and Shen stuff.
Right. Boyle and Shen. Yeah.
I mean, and he's taking a page right out of the Loogie book, you know, the star of WFAN.
Yeah.
Loogie!
Like, I know.
What the hell is going on around here? Can anybody grab a hold of these guys and just kind of sit them down and talk to them?
I'm sure Ryan has.
You think?
I'm sure he has. I mean, I don't know what he thinks of the... I'd love to know what Ryan thinks of the mirror selfie. I bet you he hates it.
I could also see him thinking, you know, this is pretty good pub for the show. Maybe we'll get a younger female audience now.
You really think that? I wonder what... I didn't look at the comments. I wonder if there was any, like, any female comments in there. Like, ooh, Pat.
Ooh.
What you doing?
Look at you, baby.
Yeah, all right. Let's take a look. Any female comments on this particular picture? No.
Any gay men respond?
I don't see...
I'll use...
No, but someone says, was this taken at a bathhouse down in the village?
Someone
did say that. Okay. So. But, no.
All right.
We thought his Jets takes were awful, but the guy would literally run naked for clicks. That's what he said. There's some Gordon from Vancouver said, you look good, my man. Said, must be the oil. So maybe Gordon could be a homosexual.
You never know. I mean, you know.
But no women.
No women at all.
No women in there. Uh-huh. Maybe sliding into the DMs, but no women putting themselves out there.
Yeah. Like, I wonder...
Like Artie Lang once said, if I was into plumbers, I'd get laid every night. You know?
Yeah.
That's what's going on with Pat Boyle here. Puts himself out there. Just gets a bunch of responses from guys named Ken.
I do know that there are other issues around here other than Super Tool Bag. And I'm very disappointed. I don't know if you guys received this mass email that went out, and maybe just went through this morning.
Yeah.
Maybe because of the Microsoft problem, it took a while to get to us, and I finally got the email.
Yeah, I saw this as well. And
this really bothered. This kind of stuff bothers me.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of interesting, though, like the things that they list here. Okay, so this is from our office manager, Matt, who's a great guy. And he says, it's come to our attention there have been some items stolen from both offices and workstations on the 10th and 11th floors over the last few weeks, including office supplies. Got like a stapler, you would say, an office supply?
Yeah, pencils, pens, stapler.
Tape dispenser.
All right.
Tape dispenser, box cutter.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing.
Loose change.
Somebody is going around stealing loose change. You know what we do is we should put some loose change out here and then put a camera out there and see if we can...
Like a mouse trap?
See if we can nab somebody.
You want to get a mouse trap going? But, I mean, who complains that they lost loose change?
Yeah, but anything that's on that shelf out there,
that's a free-for-all.
So you can't. You'd have to actually put loose change, like, on your... And for you, that would be, what, $500 bill on your desk in the... in your office.
Oh, I
leave
see.
The office open.
So somebody would have to walk in and take that $500 bill off my table.
But I think that's what the email said someone did. They walked into an office and took something. It was in an office.
Yeah, I mean, but loose change. I mean, I want people to take. I hate having change in my pockets. I can't stand it. You can have my loose change. Who's complaining about losing loose change?
Well, Al, you remember there was an incident way back with Al and a former employee here who took a quarter off of Al's desk. And Al had specifically allocated that for the meter downstairs.
See, that's the thing.
So and that was the big thing.
So somebody could be stealing the change for the parking meters.
Well, he was stealing the change probably to get like a soda or chips or something. But,
yeah, but they don't have those. They don't have those meters anymore.
Correct. So yeah, but that was an issue with Al and this former
employee.
Right,
but they could be taking them for the vending machine.
And here's another one.
Mm.
Bottled drinks taken from somebody's office fridge. See, that's a bad one. Like office supplies, whatever. You know, you need a stapler. Probably someone didn't bring it back. You know, like, don't do that. But that's not that big of a deal. But the loose change, get a grip. It's loose change.
Do you think that Super Douche could have done this?
Super Tool Bag.
Super Tool Bag.
Bottled drinks, yeah, because he did do that. He took a beer out of your fridge.
But he would leave a note.
But I, you know, yeah, by the way, I did not go to Matt and complain about that.
No.
We handled that
4 years ago.
Matt wasn't here, but yes.
And it also says desk fan was taken. It says, in addition, a personal item in someone's office has been tampered with and damaged. Wow. I mean, there's a lot of this. Someone's running wild. This kind of behavior will not be tolerated, and we're currently investigating the matter. Please remember to take any high-value personal belongings with you when you leave the office and ensure any office equipment is safely stored. Man, it was Bob Gelb's desk fan, by the way.
So Bob Gelb complained. So what I would do is I was also, like, I would, if I were Matt, when we find out who it is, we're going to spank him with a ruler.
Like an old school Catholic.
Yeah, right. Old school Catholic, baby.
Yeah, well,
either that or right on the wrists.
Yeah, we'll beat you with the desk fan that you stole.
I'd love that.
I mean, who's taking Bob Gelb's desk fan? I mean, that's pathetic. All of this is pathetic. But
what if it was Zach?
Yeah, we shouldn't be accusing anybody.
No, I'm just joking because it's his dad. He would, you know.
Oh, Zach Gelb.
Oh, yeah,
Zach
no, not
Martin.
Zach. No.
Oh, yeah, Zach Gelb, yes. Yeah, that would be funny.
But if you look at the other Zach's little studio, there's a collection of things in there, but they're on display.
Yeah, he's a hoarder.
Yes, yes.
They're on display.
They are.
Hey, Boomer knows exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah,
exactly.
Weird-ass stuff.
It's
there,
almost
man.
Like a museum when you walk
yes,
past it.
Correct.
The worst museum in the world is what that is. Welcome to the worst museum in the world, where you can never leave because he sucked you into his conversational web.
And I will keep talking to you about all these items.
Until your eyes start to bleed and you die in place. Yeah. So, anyway, that's what's going on around here.
A lot of stuff happening around here.
I don't think anything's been taken from my office. I don't think so. Anything been taken from your office?
Listen, we may have a klepto on our hands. You never know. I told you there was a coach in the NFL who was a kleptomaniac, and when they would go on the road, he would end up taking everything. I mean, literally anything that was not nailed down in the hotel room that he stayed at.
Yeah,
it could have been the ashtray when they had ashtrays back in hotel rooms. It was always the, you know, and if you walk past the cart, like the maid's cart.
Oh, God.
And you have all those little shampoos and everything.
He would grab all those.
Yeah, and the mouthwash and all that. He'd grab a bunch of that stuff.
But he had a psychological condition, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, as I said, a lot of people have a psychological condition. Obviously, Pat Boyle has a psychological condition. We love him.
Hey-o. Hey-o. Tool bag of the week. I had a friend who I couldn't believe it when we were staying in Jason hotel rooms and we were leaving at the same time. The utility closet was open and he went in there and took like 6 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you know, like this is
box
pathetic.
Of tissues, some toilet paper. Let's take some mouthwash. Let's grab the, you know, maybe a hair dryer. I mean, yeah. So this coach would take the hair dryer, the light, the this, the you name it. He would take it. if there was a desk caddy, he would take it.
Well, maybe that's what's going on here.
You know, Klepto. There are a lot of people, and you hear this a lot of times, if it's free, it's me. So a lot of people want free stuff.
Yeah,
and they just assume that they can just take it. So this could be one of the issues that we have around here.
Yeah, got to get straightened out.
Now I'm going to have to lock my office door?
Yeah. Well, you do most of the time, don't you?
Well, after when I leave, I
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Now, you know,
now you got to do it.
It's open.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to have to lock mine now, too. I don't want to do that.
We have a lot of stuff that somebody would want to steal.
Well, don't say that now. I mean, now that's this klepto's going to go in there. He's probably in there right now. Well, I got cameras
what
in my
office. What happens if it's a woman? You know, there are women kleptomaniacs. What do you do then?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not. Eddie. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Eddie is trying to get you fired.
No, I don't think so. God. There's going to be a day that function does not work and it doesn't go into my ear and it goes over the air. We're going to have to dump one of those things. I'm telling you right now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Summer Friday.
You guys think that email that Matt, the office manager, sent out coincides with somebody else being around here as of late that hadn't been around here for a while?
Dove?
Oh. Could be Dove. Could be Moose.
Oh, Moose is here this week.
You saying it's Moose? Moose, Dove? I said possibly. I don't know. Like, all of a sudden, out of the blue, this comes up, and who's been around here?
Interesting.
I could see Moose wanting to steal a fan because he's always hot and sweats.
He sweats a lot.
He sweats like a...
Yeah, and he's probably like, you know, what do I have to lose at this point? Like, they already fired me from the midday show. Like, they brought me in here to do part-time stuff. I could steal loose change and fans. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Can't get any worse than this, right?
It's amazing.
What he's thinking. That's what I'd be thinking. Like, so what? I don't get this $225 shift on the weekend I don't want to do anyway.
Take the change, take the fan.
Like, I'll just sell our Malusa's family vacuum on Facebook Marketplace.
See, that's to make sure. Those are the types of habits that kind of lead you into things like this, so you could see the tie-in.
Well, let's check Facebook Marketplace.
See if there's a fan
and some a stapler.
Bob Gelb's used office fan. The original producer of the Mike and the Mad Dog
show.
But
somebody else made a good point. I don't want to out this guy, but somebody made a really good point out there that you know, we do have a new brand ambassador.
You think he's a kleptomaniac?
He's wearing a new shirt. We haven't had any problems, you know, when the previous brand ambassador was here, but now all of a sudden he's new.
Yeah, but he's going to be on his best behavior because he was out of work there for a while. He got laid off because of the industry. He didn't do anything wrong, and he was doing a great job. And he was out of work for years trying to get back in. He's not going to come in here and start stealing loose change and staplers and Bob Gelb's desk fan. He's not doing that.
Well, maybe Moose. Well, maybe it's definitely Moose.
Like, dude, I mean, what do you want me to do? Like, it was 75 cents. I wanted a cherry Coke. That's what I wanted.
No, I love Moose. Guy's awesome, but
look, there I am.
Oh, there, look. That was you getting Kansas the Gatorade City. Or something out of there.
It was in Kansas City, right?
It was. The best part of it is how the pay station is right there.
I didn't even know what the pay station was. I had never seen one before. I had no idea what that
was. And then when you came in the next day.
And you went, look, they have Odyssey vending machines. We don't even have that.
We don't.
No.
And we don't have a pay station like that.
Yeah, okay, but things...
You would think we're New York, man. We're like at the top of the spear. We're the ones, or the tip of the spear. We should be the ones that have the best of everything.
Right, so that should have tipped you off that they had that, so that means you have to pay for it. A, it's radio. Radio, you know, generally does not have just free refrigerators filled with drinks and chips and stuff. They're usually vending machines.
Unless you work for digital, and then they have lunch catered.
Right, exactly. Now, by the way, we have Dunkin' Donuts coffee here.
We do. Yes. Coffee at a workplace. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
No, but it's Dunkin' Donuts.
It's no, Dunkin' I know. Coffee. It's great, but I'm saying it's coffee at a workplace.
Right, but
we're not drinking Sanka.
I mean, for you to walk in there, just be like, oh, this is...
Hey, dude, I had no idea.
The only thing we have free around here are gauze pads in that first aid kit. That's the only thing.
And we have some masks. Still.
Yeah, it's lens wipes, if you'd like that.
And do you remember, what you get. You remember, G, the next day he came in, he was super excited with how gracious they were and how much free stuff that was there.
I mean, it was awesome. They treated me so well. And then all of a sudden I became like a, you know.
And they were killing you on the air.
They were killing me on the air there, yes.
Well, not only did you steal all the stuff out of there.
I wasn't stealing anything. You could see me wide open. And the guy, by the way, the only guy that was there that let me in that morning said, you know, by the way, the cafeteria is down this way. You can get yourself a cup of coffee, whatever you need. And I said, okay. So I just took that as whatever you need.
Yeah, okay. Well,
there was no clarity to the situation. And I had no idea they had that little payment.
Just the pay station.
I actually thought that was an ATM.
You thought that was going to dispense money to you as opposed to take your money? What a world.
Someone took 17 packages of Oreos.
Well, I was going to say, not only did you steal all their snacks and drinks, you also blew them off for the interview you told them that they were going to do, you were going to do for them. Remember that? Hey, you going to stay in studio just for a couple more minutes?
See, like, guys, that sucks. I got to go catch a plane.
I got to catch a plane.
They really thought you were a creep.
Yeah, like, wow.
I know, guys, I worked 12 hours the day before. See ya!
Yeah, I'm just
going to grab all our Pepsi and Doritos. Yeah. You know, we're still trying to find a klepto around here.
I understand.
And somehow it's turning into me taking drinks out of
you. You do have a history.
And video evidence.
Right, exactly.
By the way, just not to get too serious here, but speaking of video evidence, I was just talking to Izzo about this, who's got like this camera. This new camera that is very, you can't tell it's a camera. It almost looks like a pen.
Mm.
And he was going to set it up to try to catch the klepto. So I'm watching Dateline. So be careful, everybody out there. So I was watching Dateline the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this woman who was an assistant to this former state senator.
Okay.
So the assistant ends up stabbing this former state senator to death, right? So she's trying to get away with the murders. And she knows the house. She takes down all the cameras in the house. What she didn't know was that these cameras were battery operated and were still running, even they were disconnected from the house. So as she's cleaning up the murder, think about this. She's cleaning up the murder. She takes one of the cameras, throws it in a garbage bag, but throws it in with the lens facing out of the garbage bag, right? So she has no idea this camera's in there filming her. And the next thing she grabs is a bloody knife and puts it in the garbage bag. Ooh. And the cops were able to go back off the server and pull that video. Just think of the odds of that. She just threw it in the bag and the thing flipped up to catch her with the murder weapon and they got her.
That was an amazing story.
So Izzo is on the job now.
He's on the job.
All right, good. I like it.
He is on the
job. But how do we know it wasn't him?
Because he does. We know it's not him. The character in which he has. You know, he's not stealing loose change.
Imagine what he will find, though.
If he had a camera like that around here?
I'm saying, if he put a camera out like that, you might not find the fan thief, but my God, you might catch some other stuff going on.
People having sex on the desk, maybe. Who knows?
That boy will run around at 3 a.m. with no shirt on.
yeah.
But I am super douche.
Super tool bag.
Super tool bag.
It's not super douche. It's super tool bag. We get it right? Crying out loud.
Oh, boy.
All right. What do you have there, Jerry?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. By Jackpocket Order, official state lottery games on your phone. There was this. I didn't have a chance to edit it, but it's only, I guess it's 20 seconds or so. I guess this was brought to Keith's attention, this whole thing with Pat Boyle and Racing Tiki. Did you hear all this?
Yeah.
So this was Keith McPherson.
PB is faster than Tiki Barber and in better shape than Sean Morash. And if you look at Twitter.
Yeah, Pat I saw Boyle, that on my TL. I Pat saw, yeah. Boyle
posted a thirst trap, shirtless pic.
He
doubled down on beating Tiki in the 40. And hear me clear. The only person that might even be close to racing Tiki Barber, and I don't think I could beat Tiki Barber, is me.
And that's it.
Yeah, but remember, we talked about this. There was that softball game, pulled his hamstring out in the outfield.
Keith did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we eliminated him from the race.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe he's healed and I mean, he's in shape.
Let's put him in there, man. Let's do a three man race.
Yeah.
In that case, up for it. Did Tiki react to any of this or no?
That I don't know. I have no idea.
Great question.
I mean, Tiki's got nothing to win and everything to lose in that situation.
I want Tiki to beat the hell out of all of them, but I do think that Pat Boyle will give him a run for his money.
I think Tiki comes in third in that scenario.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he is 40, what, 48, 46,
he also, 45, you 40. Can tell me whatever you want about long distance running and short distance running, but this is a fact. There is statistical fact behind this, okay. And I will get you the exact text that I got. So, here it is. It was the 2017 marathon. And Stu Finer finished 1 minute and 9 seconds behind Tiki Barber for 26 miles. Just think about that for a second.
Well, speaking of running shirtless, you see him in his backyard. And the guy can run.
Yeah, but
you're right. That's pretty impressive. That's very impressive.
So it was a 10-minute mile pace, 10 minutes, 37-second pace for Tiki, and a 10-minute, 40-second pace for Stu Finer. Now, Tiki did respond, as I'm getting texts here from people who are listening. Tiki said he would beat him wearing flip-flops running backwards.
Doesn't sound like it.
You know, yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, no way. No.
I mean, yeah.
Not if Stu finished that close to him.
No, it's not talking about Stu Finer. You're talking about...
I'm talking about
Pat Boyle.
Yeah, he's talking about Pat.
Pat Boyle would beat Tiki with...
No, saying he would beat Pat Boyle running backwards with flip-flops.
That I'm not so sure
about. No, of course that's not.
I think he'll beat him, but you think Pat would win.
I mean, we're talking 20 years, man.
I understand. And Pat is very fast.
I think Pat would give him a run for his money, I think.
And I think Keith, as long as he didn't pull a hamstring, I think Keith would beat him, too.
How old is Keith? I agree. How old is Keith now?
Is he 30?
He's in his 30s, low 30s.
I would say.
Early 30s,
and still in very good shape.
Yeah.
Unless he's playing outfield softball.
True.
Right. I'm supposed to be the guy that tears hamstrings off the bone, not Keith McPherson.
So hold on a second.
Think maybe E.J. Stewart. Oh, that's right. He got hurt in a kickball game.
So Al has osteoporosis, bruised his shin, never played again.
Yeah, yeah.
You run into first base, pulled your hamstring.
Yeah. Hamzilla.
E.J. Stewart ripped his quad. Was that what it was?
No.
It
dislocated his knee and tore his patella tendon.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And Keith McPherson.
That was in a kickball game, by the way.
No, I know, but these are still athletic events.
Yeah.
And Keith McPherson hurt his hamstring.
Right, and I think Dove tripped over a curb or something.
And you've never got hurt in one of these events.
No.
No, he did.
Well,
he
pulled my hand. I pulled my
quad.
Calf.
Oh, calf. Okay. Calf, all right.
Boy, we're a mess.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
Moose, wait, hold on. Moose came in here. We'll get you on CBS Sports Network. I think we found our klepto. Guys, Moose has got a Boomer Esiason nameplate.
It was sitting right over there. You know where they have the free food and stuff like that? It was just sitting out there. I was like, wow, Boomer Esiason Maryland plaque. I'll take that. Look at this. Like, yeah. You put this on Facebook, are we good to go?
And you also got a Ranger jersey.
And a Fanatics. Oh, yes.
Look at that. Yeah.
This is amazing.
Wow. Yeah,
that's who would have known? Who wouldn't want a Rangers jersey?
So if you'd like these items, just go to Malusa's Facebook Marketplace.
That's exactly right. It'll by be the way, by this afternoon.
By the way, did you take my loose change that is hanging out?
I did not, no.
You did not do that.
I'm not with Gio. I'm not a loose change guy. I hate it when it's in my pocket. Right. Take the loose change.
Let me ask you this question. Will you take that that stuff home and sell it on Facebook?
Sure.
Didn't you sell a vacuum?
I did, beautiful Miele vacuum.
You're right.
$20.
Right.
And a haggle. And a haggle back and forth. That exploded on Facebook Marketplace. There was about 35 offers.
And
Didn't
you have to meet the buyer in some weird motel parking lot where you feared for your life?
It was, it wasn't a motel parking lot, but it was in a part of town I've never been to before. Beautiful. It was an interesting experience.
Yeah.
And I pulled down the road. I was just making sure that I was just... exchange. She was a lovely lady. Everything went well.
Did you pop the trunk and like be like, here, go ahead, take it?
No. I actually took the vacuum and the bags, gave her the bags. She handed me the $20.
Did she plug it in and try it?
No, she did not. Dangerous. She took me on my word.
Well, okay.
My honest face.
All right, let me ask you this question. How many items have you sold on Facebook?
I've only sold two. I haven't sold anything since the vacuum.
He's got one of his kids up there right now.
What is the other thing you sold?
I sold a set of chairs, Ethan Allen chairs.
Ethan Allen chairs, very nice.
That we had refurbished, that right. I had gotten, my wife hated. But we got a dog about 5-6 months ago. And that's basically Chip has taken over the house. My wife's not a dog lover, not an animal lover.
So you put Chip on Facebook.
And Chip is he's overrunning the house. It's just a disaster.
So Chip might be gone?
Been debated, yes. That's been talked.
Let me ask you, since you are a part of the family here, do you know who Pat Boyle is?
Yeah, Pat's great.
He's great.
He's fantastic.
Hey-o.
I saw the shirtless photo yesterday.
Interesting. Okay.
I thought he was in prison when he took the photo. It was an interesting-looking bathroom.
I was
curious where Pat was when he took that photo. Nice tattoo as well.
We've been told... he's been called a super tool bag. Is that right?
Yeah, super. Somebody here, a colleague of his, yeah, said that guy's a super tool bag.
Really? I like Pat.
I like Pat, too.
You guys were talking him up earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking Shane Lowry comes back. Two more birdies to get back to 700.
Yeah, but your guy Scotty's at 3 now, I think.
Yeah, but I don't have Scotty on my team.
Oh.
But unbelievable. All right, Moose. So we found the klepto.
Do we know who called him the super tool bag?
Yeah, I do.
Thanks for the jersey. Thanks for this plaque.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it. It's great. Okay. I can't wait. Can I get... Right. Can you sign this?
Moose, man. Make yourself at home, Moose.
The Moose. There he is. He'll be on from 10 to 2 today. He's going to open up with abortion rights.
Moose likes to do a political show.
Yeah.
You know what he is, Ben? You know what he is? He is one thick sumbitch.
You know, he's always been that way.
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't even try. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been the same...
I feel like he gave
thick
up.
...thick sumbitch. Yeah, McMonagle, too. Both those guys.
McMonagle was doing really well for a while. He was... No. For real. When he was with Craig in the afternoon and Evan, he was on... I think he was doing the keto diet for well over a year. Lost a lot of weight and slowly just put it back on.
You know why? Because he got sleep. He was able to get some normal amount of sleep. That's why. You know, I used to call Moose Barney Rubble. That's what he reminds me of.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right there, Jerry. Not a lot of time, but...
No, let me give you this, though, real quick, because this is right up Boomer's alley before I do Moment of the Day. So we always talk about these hockey players being nuts.
Yes.
On Wednesday, Australian field hockey player Matthew Dawson revealed he chose to have the top of his finger amputated so he could suit up for the 2024 Olympics in Paris.
Love it. Sounds like Ronnie Lott.
He had a broken finger, and he could have had surgery. It would have knocked him out. Instead, take it off, and he's going to compete. That's pretty good.
That's a man right there.
That's a guy that wants to win a gold medal.
It's a man.
Yep.
Or compete, at least. Just quickly,
Shane... What finger? What is it?
Ring finger.
Ring finger.
Oh.
That's, I feel like that's a tough one.
Ring finger, yes. Shane Lowry, 7-under, a 69 today at the British Open. Brown at 5, Scheffler at 3, Rose at 3, Billy Horschel at -2, and Paul Burmester at -2 as well. That is your update at the British Open. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. So earlier this morning, I brought up an old clip, and it sparked a new thought from the Booms.
Now I want to play something for you. I'm not making fun, but this is just to set up the next clip. You'll remember when this happened in the Yankees radio booth.
Now the 3-2 swung on a pop foul back here.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
Now he handled
that. Oh, man,
that.
I so hope that happens when Carton's in the booth.
Can't even begin to try it. That would be awesome. Ow! 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 Susan, help me! Ow!
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Oh, God, it would be great.
Susan just stares at him.
I was going to say, kicks him in the face.
Yeah, doesn't help at all.
Come on, that would be great.
That's funny.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too, Jerry. We will see you on Monday. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Build Ford Tough Studio.
Boomer
on this
is the Massengill of Sports Talk Radio.
I'm super douche.
The Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on his feel-good Summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, all morning long, we've been watching the Open Championship, you know, coming from, Scotland?
Yeah, Royal Troon,
right. And, I mean, it's just amazing watching the wind and watching these guys battle the elements as you play. And you and I were just talking. You know, I played Trump Bedminster the other day, and I played the new course over there. I think I lost, like, 5 balls, at least 5 balls. Yeah. I mean, the fescue and is just is so unforgiving. And I'm looking at some of these shots that Shane Lowry had to make out of the fescue.
Well, he had that one miserable hole, and he had to take a double bogey as he just shanked one out of the fescue into some sort of forest that was over there. Like, I don't know what was going on. And then he ended up only making a double bogey on it. But then he battled back, had 2 more birdies to finish out the round, and one on 18 is now back to 700.
I started out with, I want to say, 4 straight pars on that golf course. And then on number 5, I got into that fescue and went to go swing at the ball and must have went under it 3 inches.
Like,
I had no idea it was as deep as it was, and I had no idea that the ball was sitting up as much as it was. You couldn't tell.
Yeah, I'm done with searching for balls and fescue. I'm done with it. Unless there's some sort of like $100,000 prize on the line, I'm in contention for it. I'm done. I'm like, I'm done. I'll take my penalty. I don't care. Like just stomping around in there. It's traumatizing.
It is traumatizing. I mean, you play with narrow fairways and high fescue, it gets to be pretty.
And like on these hot days, and you're just like, you know, looking around in there, and it's just like you think about ticks just crawling all over you. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I want to have a good day. I don't want to be in this waist-high weeds looking for a golf ball. By the way, did you see the Mets schedule release and how they did it? You know,
I did.
It's this Mario Kart thing.
Yes.
So, you know, what's interesting is, so Fleegs puts on the sheet. Now, Fleegs, was this your opinion that they were making fun of Ohtani for the gambling thing, or was that like a known fact?
See, well, I guess it would be my opinion, but because of how, like, clear the Will Smith one is that comes before it,
yeah,
I think then it's obvious, like, well, these are the lines they're going down.
Okay, well, hold on. But this is something that was MLB approved because it was on MLB.com. I think what that was. So, all right, you got to think the video game Mario Kart. So when one of the contestants or
opponents
get eliminated, you know, there'll be something that happens. So when they did the Dodgers one, they did a slap, you know, it said, keep Mrs. Metz's name out of your mouth. And they did a slap to the face of one of the cart drivers. Okay.
So, off of the Will Smith, obviously.
It was the Philly Fanatic, actually. They slapped Philly Fanatic. He's, Philly Fanatic, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. So then they go to the Dodgers one and they get Ohtani, and Ohtani gets eliminated, and a bunch of like gold coins start coming out of him. So what I thought when I watched it was they were talking about the $700 million that he got as a contract. And
exactly.
I didn't think that they were making fun of the gambling.
That might have been what they told Major League Baseball was.
Okay. So you think that they were really taking a shot, huh? Man, but that, I mean, that seems as...
He never returned Steve Cohen's call.
You know what? Interesting.
I mean, I think, interesting. You know, I don't think they would
do that. Like, somebody could do that in reverse to every single Mets series because of the amount of money that they're paying guys that are no longer here.
Yeah, and I just don't think that they would do that because he's been cleared. You know, gambling and baseball is such a sore point for them. I really don't think they would have done that.
I think it's all about his rich contract and, you know, how much he's worth. And by the way, the Mets, if you really think about it, if you're not going to pay Scherzer and Verlander, you might as well just pay Juan Soto.
Yeah.
It's the same amount of money.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more for those two guys that are not playing for you.
I mean, listen, they're going to make an offer. They're going to make a huge offer. And it's just going to matter if it's going to be the most money, if Juan Soto's got anything against the Mets, if the Yankees go on a World Series run and loves it and whatever. I mean, there's so many factors that are going to go on from here until the end of the season.
I don't see how the Yankees could end up paying him with Stanton, Cole, and
Judge,
and then to try to pay him more than the best player on your team.
They'd have to get creative.
That would be a hard thing to justify. Now, listen. Aaron Judge is going to want him to get as much money as he possibly can because every athlete wants the athletes in their sport to start a new, you know, arms race, much like Shohei Ohtani did.
Yes, and did it in a much different way.
And by the way, Yamamoto did the same thing.
He did not, yes, but he didn't take as much deferment. His contract was pretty standard.
But a big contract nonetheless.
It was huge. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge contract.
Who never pitched here, and now is on the 60-day IL.
So that starts a whole new, like, you know how Caleb Williams was trying to get the Chicago Bears to do a contract where they would agree to not putting the franchise tag on him when his contract ended.
Yeah.
Well, that went by the wayside. The Bears said, forget that, you're not playing, or you sign this, or we're moving on.
Well,
we're moving on, but you got to sign this.
Right, enough's enough.
And he ended up signing up pretty much a standard contract with the Bears, and he'll be in camp, and he'll be ready to rock and roll, and they're going to be the team that's going to be on the, preseason, Hard Knocks.
Yep, that's right. So, I mean, when you're a rookie and you've never played before, generally you don't have that leg to stand on.
But he's trying to reset the market and trying to get players and people to think differently. And I give him credit for trying.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But you failed. Didn't work out.
The way it's going to have to happen, it's going to be when the NFL wants to go to 18 games.
That's when the players get a little bit of a hammer back.
The players have got to get something significant in return. And especially getting to free agency earlier, I think the players, if that would be the one thing that I would be fighting for because, you know, I need to get my money when I can and I need to get it earlier. And I don't want them having 4 years or 5 years of control of my contract.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session. Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on his Feel Good Summer Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, all morning long, we've been watching the Open Championship, you know, coming you from, Scotland?
Yeah, Royal Troon,
right. And, I mean, it's just amazing watching the wind and watching these guys battle the elements as you play. And you and I were just talking. You know, I played Trump Bedminster the other day, and I played the new course over there. I think I lost, like, at least five balls. Yeah. I mean, the fescue and is so unforgiving. And I'm looking at some of these shots that Shane Lowry had to make out of the fescue.
Well, he had that one miserable hole and he had to take a double bogey as he just shanked one out of the fescue into some sort of forest that was over there. Like, I don't know what was going on. And then he ended up only making a double bogey on it. But then he battled back, had two more birdies to finish out the round, and one on 18 is now back to 700.
I started out with, I want to say, four straight pars on that golf course. And then on number five, I got into that fescue and went to go swing at the ball and must have went under it 3 inches.
Brutal.
Like, I had no idea. Yeah. It was as deep as it was, and I had no idea that the ball was sitting up as much as it was. You couldn't tell.
Yeah, I'm done with searching for balls and fescue. I'm done with it. Unless there's some sort of like $100,000 prize on the line, I'm in contention for it. I'm done. I'll take my penalty. I don't care. Like, just stomping around in there. It's traumatizing.
It is traumatizing. I mean, you play with narrow fairways and high fescue, it gets to be pretty.
And, like, on these hot days, and you're just like, you know, looking around in there, and it's just like, you think about ticks just crawling all over you. I'm like, no, I'm not doing this anymore. I want to have a good day. I don't want to be in this waist-high weeds looking for a golf ball. By the way, did you see the Mets schedule release and how they did it?
I did.
It's this Mario Kart thing.
Yes.
So, you know, what's interesting is, so Fleegs puts on the sheet. Now, Fleegs, was this your opinion that they were making fun of Ohtani for the gambling thing, or was that like a known fact?
Well, I guess it would be my opinion, but because of how, like, clear the Will Smith one is that comes before it,
yeah,
I think that it's obvious, like, well, these are the lines they're going down.
Okay, well, hold on. But this is something that was MLB approved because it was on MLB.com. I think what that was. So, all right, you got to think the video game Mario Kart. So when one of the contestants or
the opponents
get eliminated, you know, there'll be something that happens. So when they did the Dodgers one, they did a slap, you know, it said, keep Mrs. Metz's name out of your mouth. And he did a slap to the face of one of the car drivers. Okay.
So, off of the Will Smith, obviously.
It was the Philly Fanatic, actually. They slapped Philly Fanatic. Philly Fanatic, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. So then they go to the Dodgers one and they get Ohtani. And Ohtani gets eliminated and a bunch of like gold coins start coming out of him. So what I thought when I watched it was they were talking about the $700 million that he got as a contract. And
exactly.
I didn't think that they were making fun of the gambling.
That might have been what they told Major League Baseball was.
Okay. So you think that they were really taking a shot, huh? Man, but that, I mean, that seems as...
He never returned Steve Cohen's call.
You know what? Interesting.
I think, interesting.
You know, I don't think they would do that. Like, somebody could do that in reverse to every single Mets series because of the amount of money that they're paying guys that are no longer here.
Yeah, and I just don't think that they would do that because he's been cleared. You know, gambling and baseball is such a sore point for them.
I really don't think they would have done
it. I think it's all about his rich contract and, you know, how much he's worth. And by the way, the Mets, if you really think about it, if you're not going to pay Scherzer and Verlander, you might as well just pay Juan Soto.
Yeah.
It's the same amount of money.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more for those two guys that are not playing for you.
I mean, listen, they're going to make an offer. They're going to make a huge offer. And it's just going to matter if it's going to be the most money, if Juan Soto's got anything against the Mets, if the Yankees go on a World Series run and loves it and whatever. I mean, there's so many factors that are going to go on from here until the end of the season.
I don't see how the Yankees can end up paying him with Stanton, Cole, and
Judge,
and then to try to pay him more than the best player on your team.
They'd have to get creative.
That would be a hard thing to justify. Now, listen. Aaron Judge is going to want him to get as much money as he possibly can because every athlete wants the athletes in their sport to start a new, you know, arms race, much like Shohei Ohtani did.
Yes, and did it in a much different way.
And by the way, Yamamoto did the same thing.
He did not, yes, but he didn't take as much deferment. His contract was pretty standard.
But a big contract nonetheless.
It was huge. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was a huge contract.
Never pitched here, and now he's on the 60-day IL.
But that starts a whole new, like, you know how Caleb Williams was trying to get the Chicago Bears to do a contract where they would agree to not putting the franchise tag on him when his contract ended.
Yeah.
Well, that went by the wayside. The Bears said, forget that. You're not playing or you sign this or we're moving on.
Well,
we're moving on, but you got to sign this.
Right. Enough's enough.
And he ended up signing up pretty much a standard contract with the Bears, and he'll be in camp and he'll be ready to rock and roll. And they're going to be the team that's going to be on the, preseason, Hard Knocks.
Yep, that's right. So, when you're a rookie and you've never played before, generally you don't have that leg to stand on.
But he's trying to reset the market and trying to get players and people to think differently. And I give him credit for trying.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But you failed. Didn't work out.
The way it's going to have to happen, it's going to be when the NFL wants to go to 18 games.
That's when the players get a little bit of a hammer back.
The players have got to get something significant in return. And especially getting to free agency earlier, I think the players, that would be the one thing that I would be fighting for because, you know, I need to get my money when I can and I need to get it earlier. And I don't want them having 4 years or 5 years of control of my contract.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.